Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I walk in danger all the way. What a message that has for us. We walk constantly in danger. In one path, sin is luring us, constantly calling us, come and fall into my trap. In another path, we have death. Death is saying, come, it is time. Come, come to me. Another path has the devil constantly bringing temptations upon us, constantly telling us, come my way, forget the Lord, come my way. Yes, we walk in danger all the way. While we're here at the seminary, we constantly have dangers coming upon us. By just getting into our cars, we're taking our life in our own hands. And it's not going to get easier. Once we're out in the ministry, the devil just knows how to tempt the pastor, the leader of the congregation. Yes, the pastor walks in danger all the way. What a fearful sound. Danger all the way. But we are Christians. We have this glorious gospel, this gospel which Paul professed. And although he did not glory in the gospel, he gloried in the message which he had to proclaim. It was his duty to proclaim the gospel to the people of God. We have this assurance of the gospel as well. This wonderful gospel, knowing that God loves us. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loves us and is taking care of us. We have this wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ, who has saved us from our sins, who has conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil. We have this glorious gospel of which we can take confidence and feel secure, knowing that Jesus is on our side. He has already taken care of any problem that may face us. We have this wonderful, glorious gospel, and we should be confident in this gospel message. And now, as we have this gospel message, it is our responsibility to tell others of this wonderful message, that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, that he suffered and died for their sins as well as our sins. We have this wonderful, glorious God who loves us and the world so much that he would send his only Son. What a wonderful responsibility we have that God has put into our hands, this wonderful message to proclaim to the world that Jesus Christ is here, alive and well. He suffered and died for our sins, and he rose again from the dead, and he is still living. He is living, taking care of us, guiding us throughout our lives, and guarding and protecting us throughout our lives. Yes, we may walk in danger all the way. We may have a constant struggle, but we know that God is with us. God is with us eternally. He promises us that, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And so we must have confidence in our faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And with this confidence, we bring this glorious message to the world, telling them of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that Jesus has come into their world, and although they may have dangers all around them, Jesus knows what those dangers are. Jesus has come like you and me and knows every danger, every temptation that could come upon a human. What a glorious message we have now, that we have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has gone through this, the temptations, the trials, the problems of the world, and how confident we must feel, knowing that Jesus has gone through these things, and he will not let us go into anything that is beyond our faith. Nothing can take us away from our faith. We have Jesus Christ, a wonderful person, a wonderful Savior, a wonderful God, who loves each and every one of us. And now we want to tell the world. Continue to tell the world. Show them in our own lives that God does guide our lives. We no longer fear the dangers of our lives. We have Jesus Christ, who has cut away all those dangers and has made them bearable throughout our lives. And now we also remember our eternal home, Jesus has prepared a place for us through his suffering and death and resurrection. And we always look forward to that wonderful, glorious home to live with God eternally, knowing that we will be with him and we will see our friends among them, because we have proclaimed the gospel. Just as Paul proclaimed the gospel to the people of his day, the gospel has come to us, and we have the responsibility to carry on that gospel so that the world may know that Jesus is the Lord and Savior, and that the world may know of their eternal home. We no longer fear the dangers which we walk through every day. Let us remember that God is with us. God loves us. God has conquered these dangers, sin, death, and the power of the devil. Let us remember this to the glory of God. Amen.